Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So we have this positive change reaction photo contest that Mary and I from Well of Grace have been talking about. And we have some winners in-house. Mary, first I wanted to throw it to you to do the general description. Sure. Tell me about what you do.
Sure. So my name is Mary Andrews. I'm executive director for Well of Grace Ministries. We provide therapy groups for adolescent girls and women, three different groups. Club H2O is our United Way funded program, and that is where this campaign idea started. And so Club H2O, we work with adolescent girls 13 to 18 in on issues like boundary setting, healthy coping, self-esteem, and such. So in a free therapeutic environment, professionally led, and we're in like 22 different locations, which is wild and crazy and good.
Where are you primarily located at?
So our center is in Stevensville, Michigan, but we travel. Okay. So we partner with area schools and different agencies, community centers, churches, the works. Oasis is another program that we run that's primarily out of our center in Stevensville, and we have a couple different opportunities at pregnancy care clinic, and then we've recently partnered with Safe Shelter. So we actually go in and help the women at the Safe Shelter doing group therapy, which is awesome.
Okay.
And then the final thing group that we have is called Dewpoint, and that's for women with eating disorders, both anorexia, bulimia, eating disorder, NOS, and then the other side of that, which would be binge eating disorder or food addiction. So that's our newest, our really big initiative for the next 3 years is to really create something meaningful and specialty-wise in Berrien County, because there's nothing else going on for those individuals who struggle with eating disorders. So visit our website, like us on Facebook. Website is www.wellofgraceministries.com. Mm-hmm. Come do a virtual tour. We were able to partnering with United Way, they were able to do a virtual tour of our center. So if you can't make a physical tour, you can do it right online at our website, which is super cool.
Yeah, and we do have United Way rep here today.
Yes,
so that's where I want to get there. But first, I want to talk about the photo contest, how it came about, how we thought of it, and what it was. Can we do that?
Absolutely. So we're each year kind of tasked with partnering with that United Way funded partnership. We want to do a campaign and let the community know that Well of Grace is not standing alone in this. We are very much supported through United Way. They're awesome mentors, support people. And so each year we try to do a campaign for United Way partnership, Well of Grace partnership. And so Dawn, Holly, and I sat down and kind of talked about what this might look like that is meaningful and makes sense for Well of Grace to do. And we came up with this. We came up with lots of different ideas. Dawn, do you want to share some of the ideas we came up with?
Wonderful. Hi, and I'm Dawn Howley. Mm-hmm. We met in September, you know, to talk about Well of Grace's annual campaign, this idea of a photo contest. Mm-hmm. And I think we were talking, because I had just seen something online about something very similar. Women showing pictures of being strong and, you know, overcoming and, you know, bringing attention to the issues that women and young women go through, mm-hmm. and how can we use that in conjunction with what the Club H2O program is.
Right. So we landed on this positive change reaction photo contest. And what that is that teenagers throughout Berrien County had an opportunity to find a photograph, take a photograph, and then create a caption for it. And really that it stood out to them, that was that positive change, had that momentum behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all about impacting in a positive way and redefining the way that we define ourselves as women. We can really be critical teenagers. I mean, part of what we do is helping teens redefine how they view themselves. You know, we increase that self-esteem, the boundary setting, healthy coping strategies. And part of that really has to do with what we say to ourselves. And so through visual imagery and those I think it was 25 words or less was kind of what we came up with. These ladies did a great job at capturing mm-hmm. photos and handing them in. So I would love to share
yeah.
their photos and who they are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so the way that this worked was basically once the photos were submitted, they were posted on your Facebook page
right.
where votes were able to be casted dollar per vote, right?
It was $5 a vote.
$5 mm-hmm. a vote. And then all the proceeds that were raised then go back to United Way to
That's
continue
right.
to support programs that they support, like Well of Grace.
That's right.
Got
Absolutely.
It. All right. So we have our first and second place winners mm-hmm. in-house today, and I wanted to be able to introduce them to you. First of all, I'm going to start with second place, if you don't mind. Second place is Kayla Fleischer. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me about yourself. How old are you, Kayla?
I am 17 years old, and I am a junior at Bridgman High.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to ask you to describe the picture that you submitted that won you second place.
Okay. I was at a cross-country meet for my yearbook, mm-hmm. and I just saw how great these girls worked together. They did their warm-ups together. They do everything together. They never stop encouraging each other. They always want the best for each other, and they never leave one another behind. So I took a picture of them in their little group huddle before they were racing, and that was like where they give each other little pep talks, like just do really good, do your best, and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I captioned it with, "The Bridgman Cross Country Girls are more than a team. They are a family, a place where everyone gets to be themselves."
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that that was like really positive because everyone gets to be themselves, and it's just really good for them too.
Can I ask you, are you part of the team?
I am not part of the team.
Okay.
I was just there taking pictures.
You just happen to be there taking photos.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a really great photo. She described it, but they are arm in arm. So they're in a circle together, and they're obviously doing their pep talk before the meet, right?
Yes.
And I think this just goes to show they're all in unity. They all have the same uniform on, and they're all prepping for the same thing. However, they're all obviously putting some positive influence together to hopefully do great at this meet.
Yes.
Okay, so great photo. Do you do photography regularly, or is this something you just decided to do for the contest?
I have my own camera, so I take pictures of like my family occasions and like my pets and everything, but mm-hmm. I just really like taking pictures of like off-guard pictures of sports and stuff, too. So.
Yeah. Well, I want to say congrats, Kayla, and also thanks for submitting this photo to the contest and being able to see just something this simple and turning it into a bigger picture, positive picture.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. And then we also have our first place winner in-house, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi. Rebecca Hedig, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about yourself. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I am 18, and I go to school at Bridgman,
okay.
and I'm a senior.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same exact thing. So you got first place for this. Can you describe me what your picture is and what was your inspiration and how did you caption it? Give me the 411 on that.
It's my whole yearbook class making hearts with their hands.
Okay. So what we see, we have how many pairs of hands in this picture? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 people total. They're all coming together to make, of course, the heart shape with their two hands, and then they're doing it in a circle. Did you come up with this?
Yes.
Okay. How did you rally the troops and ask them, like, hey, I want to do this picture?
Well, I had a lot of help from the teacher.
Okay. Was this something that you did for a class and then decided that was a positive photo and decided to submit it for the contest? How were you encouraged to take this?
Well, I heard of the contest from my teacher, and I thought of this idea before, but it kind of changed several times before I took this actual photo.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to assume that obviously we're going to associate heart with love, right?
Yes.
Which is why this becomes a more positive thing. And then you have all of these different, I guess, loves coming together in unison, right? What did you caption the photo with?
I said a class coming together to make a loving environment.
There you go. And it all comes back together. So do you take pictures as a hobby, or was this something that you just wanted to submit for the contest?
Well, I take a lot of pictures for yearbook.
Okay.
So it was some sort of like helpful
yeah.
picture taking time.
Something extra. And then you won first place for it. So it gets even better, right? Well, congratulations to both Rebecca and to Kayla. And thank you for submitting the photos. And thanks for, photography is very, it's what you make it. Even to just come up with a concept, or even like you did, Kayla, you came up with a concept, Rebecca, and you found it just in an everyday happening. So that just goes to show what they made come together, and what we're able to do is raise money for United Way, again, to support the programs like Well of Grace. So anything else you want to add? Do we see maybe doing something like this in the future?
Yeah. I think Dawn and I both talked about doing this again next year, and of course, as a first-year event, you tweak it, you learn from it, and so we'll be doing more next year. Dawn, if you could just share a little bit more about the campaign, what exactly the United Way campaign is. I don't know if I did that well, but I want to make sure we give that the service it needs.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I'm sure most people in our community have heard about United Way of Southwest Michigan. This past year in 2017, we just celebrated our 75th anniversary of, you know, doing work and, you know, helping people, changing lives in the community. We serve residents of Berrien and Cass counties, and Well of Grace has been one of our partner agencies, I think, for the last 3 years. I think they started with the 2015 funding cycle. They fit into our education impact area. We have four impact areas.
And what United Way does is they really look into the sources that need these funds in our community, and then the donations that you make to United Way go. Where can we learn more about United Way?
At www.uwsm.org.
Okay.
We also have a couple of things that are coming up. Next week is Martin Luther King Day on Monday, and we are also doing kind of a day of action for that. We're hoping that people will get out in the community and find a way to make a difference. We have a link to that on our website as well.
Okay.
So if you have any ideas of ways that you can make a change in your lives of your friends, families, neighbors, that'd be great. We also have a link on there to 75 ideas of random acts of kindness, which people could maybe use to inspire themselves to do something on that day.
Yeah, so check out the website. And ladies, thank you for coming in and telling me about
today.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Everyone.
Yes, and congrats to the girls. They're great photos.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.
Congrats to the girls. They're great photos.